Oh, I'm not fired? Oh, great. So we'll just go on with the segment?
No, you're fired.
All right, terrific. Very good. This morning, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer are here to talk about the latest films. In the middle of this period, we call the movie Desert because it frames the icky, kind of goofy Ricky Gervais Golden Globes Awards. And, you know, we await the Oscars coming up, which is kind of like listening to a speech of Fidel Castro for 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
But Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer are here to talk about the movies that are released in this curious period, which we don't have any new movie trivia today because, in many ways, the movies that are released this time of year are really trivial. Correct?
I guess that's true. This usually is kind of the dead season, yeah.
Kristen, let's talk about the expectations for some of the movies that are going to come out this time of year. No strings attached. Here's the first one. It's it's a Natalie Portman movie, a Natalie Portman vehicle, we call it. Let's listen to a clip.
I'm a doctor. I work 80 hours a week. I need someone who's going to be in my bed at 2 a.m. who I don't have to eat breakfast with.
I hate breakfast.
Good.
Ashton Kutcher, Natalie Portman.
That's deep. Those are deep, deep theories.
Yeah. This is Dostoevsky, right?
You know, I can see what it's trying to do here. It's trying to be a good time movie, which a lot of the movies coming out this time of year are, just a fun date night movie. But I found it totally irritating.
Really?
And not especially funny. And the comedy part of the romantic comedy title is a little bit off in this one. But it's about, you know, obviously, as the title suggests, as that clip suggests, it's about two people who are going to be in a friends with benefits relationship. And she is the one who instigates it, which I think is fun and unusual. But then I felt the follow through was a little bit clunker.
For wizened old men like me, friends with benefits relationship, what are you talking about there?
You're not going to be a couple, but you're going to have sex.
I see. Oh, great. Well, that makes sense then. Okay, but I don't want to use that line. Talk about Company Men. Here's the economic collapse movie of the year with Ben Affleck. Here's a clip.
I'm a 37-year-old unemployed loser.
You have Drew and Carson and me. You have me.
Feeling sorry for bankers? Is that the idea here?
Not bankers. But it's, you know, Ben Affleck, Chris Cooper, Tommy Lee Jones. They all play sort of executives along the spectrum who all get fired from one multinational company that does something that's not quite clear. GTX, it's called. It's sort of a stand-in for every company.
So does this strike a chord in a segment of American culture that really is suffering right now? Or
it tries really, really hard to strike that chord. Yeah. It doesn't really succeed. I think part of the problem is that for some reason it winds up really just focusing on high earners. I mean, Ben Affleck is the lowest guy in the totem pole. He drives a Porsche. And it gets a little difficult to muster a sympathy for
the common man.
No.
So in the same 12 months, Ben Affleck has done a better job making us more sympathetic about bank robbers in the town than he is about high earners in Company Men. Kristen?
You know, I feel the same way. I had a really hard time feeling sorry for somebody who lost his membership at the golf club. That's one of the supposed to be a tear-jerking point in the movie when he loses his membership at the golf club.
Right.
And I just cannot feel sorry for any of these guys.
Yeah. Right.
Now, triviality is never a word you would use with director Peter Weir. You're familiar with his work, right?
No, of course not.
I mean,
no.
I've watched his stuff since – I mean, what was it
The Last Wave.
The Last Wave, the Fearless with Jeff Bridges. Uh-huh.
You're Living Dangerously.
You're Living Dangerously.
Witness, right?
An amazing Witness, an incredible – Witness is one of the most unbelievable movies.
Gallipoli,
exactly. And that one
Dead
in Australia
Society?
About The Rock.
Picnic at Hanging Rock.
Picture at Hanging Rock. Well,
yes.
God, pick Peter Weir trivia.
We did
amazing.
Well.
How
we did well.
Master and Commander. Yeah.
He's
plumber.
That's right. That's right.
Really
he did Master and Commander.
Well,
Peter Weir. So we're all Peter Weir fans. So there's got to be some excitement about this movie, The Way Back. Rafer, give us an idea of what the premise is here.
Basically, it's about a Polish officer, World War II. He's sentenced to the gulag in Siberia. For being critical of the Russian regime. Doesn't take much. So he's in the gulag, and he basically rounds up a group of, you know, ragtag prisoners, and they make their escape, and they walk 4,000 miles across the Gobi Desert and the Himalayas to the border of India to their freedom.
Here's a clip.
I have to get back.
Go over the Himalayas?
How?
We walk.
Polish soldiers, the Gobi Desert. How can this go wrong?
Well, yeah, it's quite good. You know, it's based on a memoir called The Long Walk that unfortunately turned out not to be true. So as the film was
Hollywood
getting underway,
doesn't care about that.
Yeah, no, Cal, right. That's what I said about Social Network. Right? Who cares if it's actually true? So you do have this sort of veracity problem with the movie because I mean it's such an amazing feat, this 4,000-mile journey that. You know, when it comes down to it, you do have to deal with the fact that it kind of might not be true. But the movie still, I think, is really powerful. It's got a great cast. Ed Harris is in it.
Wow.
Colin Farrell is really good in it. Saoirse Ronan is really good in
it. Now, is this Weir as Herzog, in other words, something that's just outlandish and so arduous that you feel it in your bones? Or is this Weir as allegory, religious allegory, like you would see in Witness, for instance?
Well, I mean, you know how Weir, you know, he really likes this a really powerful sense of place, and he likes group dynamics, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, he started out with the Aborigines, and then you have the schoolgirls in Picnic at Hanging Rock.
Yeah,
you have
yeah.
the plane crash survivors in Fearless, the Amish in
yeah.
Witness. So he's really good at getting a small group of people together and somehow both removing them from reality and yet placing them in a reality, and those kind of interpersonal dynamics.
So you liked it.
I liked it.
Now, what's the risk that listeners are going to go to it and go, hey, Rafer Guzman, I couldn't make heads or tails of this thing?
No, I don't. It's not. It's well, I think it's very arduous. It's over 2 hours long. There's no real plot. Do you know what I'm saying? You,
right.
you really are just making a 4,000-mile journey with these guys. But it's all very it's very powerful. The acting is really good, and it's really enjoyable. Might not be quite the word, but it's pretty moving.
So as someone who hasn't seen the movie, Kristen, does that induce you to want to see it? Come on. I mean, it doesn't seem like your kind of thing.
Not especially. No, it's not that I don't like an impossible journey. I do like an impossible journey. I love Europa. I love the stories of escape and so on. But walking for 4,000 miles, I'm on the fence about that one.
On the fence about a 4,000-mile walk with Polar soldiers. Imagine. Kristen Meinzer, co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast, and Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, Takeaway Movie Critic, and also part of the Movie Date podcast. The movies, No Strings Attached, Company Men, and The Way Back. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.